The Taoiseach has said this lunchtime that the government will have to learn lessons from the Catherine Zappone controversy. The Department of Foreign Affairs is to release documents relating to the proposed appointment of the former minister, Ms. Zappone, as a UN special envoy for the government, a post which she later declined. Speaking in the last hour in Cork, Mr. Martin said the documentation will be released by the department later this afternoon.
I think it's important that we have transparency in relation to this issue. And I also think it's important that, look, we as in government learn lessons from this also. I think there needs to be a full review of the role of envoys into the future, the added value they may or may bring to certain situations. I think that the Department of Foreign Affairs should conduct a full review in relation to that. And that if there are to be any further appointments into the future, that they would be done by open public competition. I think these are lessons we have to learn from this particular episode. I think the transparency will flow, hopefully, from what's published today. The minister himself is going before the Oireachtas Committee tomorrow to answer questions in a comprehensive way.
The latest comments in Cork today by the Taoiseach on the Catherine Zappone controversy. We'll talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, in just a few minutes. Well, now let's return to the release of those documents on the appointment of Catherine Zappone as a UN special envoy to be released this afternoon by the Department of Foreign Affairs. We're expecting, I'm joined by our political correspondent Micheál Lehane, something like around 100 records to be put out into the public domain initially. Presented to the Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs.
Yeah, I think they most likely now will go on general release probably sometime after 2:30, and that will be on the Department of Foreign Affairs website. And what you're likely to see, as you point out, is about 100 files maybe and about 150 documents contained within that should trace the entire story of how this position made its way to Cabinet at the end of July, of course, ultimately declined by Catherine Zappone following political uproar. But they will contain messages that go back several months, that is WhatsApp messages between the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, and Catherine Zappone. We do know that they spoke in February of this year about a possible role that she may play in relation to the UN and Ireland. And I think it's going to trace that all the way through then to the Cabinet decision. And of course, along the way, there was an invite to that event and the Merrion Hotel, which Simon Coveney was invited to. The WhatsApp messages are likely to show that as well.
Both Simon Coveney and Tánaiste Leo Varadkar have insisted that Catherine Zappone did not lobby for this role. So politically, crucially, what the opposition parties will be looking at in these documents is any indication of anything that looks like lobbying.
Yes, I mean, it all seemed to begin last summer. That's the summer of 2020, after Catherine Zappone had finished in politics here, and there was a conversation with Simon Coveney, and then a more detailed one in February of this year. And along the way, he is adamant that there was never anything that amounted to lobbying. It was a conversation about how Catherine Zappone could help. That is something the opposition are obviously going to analyse in great detail in these documents. But I think it is significant too that you can already see from the Taoiseach that this particular approach to appointments like this, to UN special envoy roles, that has to change, saying this morning in the clearest terms that all future such roles would have to be filled by open competition.
Another wider aspect of this is the focus that it's given rise to on record keeping in government, Micheál. Different ministers, it seems, having different practice in relation to whether they retain or delete, certainly text messages.
Yes, clearly, and we've heard from a number of ministers and their particular approaches to this. So I think you are likely to see a focus on that as well. The Taoiseach, of course, saying that it is best practice to keep all records. So things could change in the aftermath of this. We do know that there was one text cleared by Simon Coveney, and that was that one from Leo Varadkar before that cabinet meeting at the end of July where Catherine Zappone was appointed, where he gave him an update on it. He said that text message was cleared for security reasons. Of course, not the initial reason cited at the committee last year. He talked about capacity issues on his phone. Again, something that is a focus for the opposition when Simon Coveney appears before the committee tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And just a final question, Micheál. The Tánaiste is in London today. I think we'll hear from him in just a moment on a trade mission. Is this overshadowing this political controversy at home?
I think as long as there are stages to play out in this, and there certainly are huge tranche of documents on the way in the next hour, and a big committee appearance again from the Taoiseach the second in a 7-day period. From the Foreign Affairs Minister tomorrow, the second in a 7-day period. And any minister who is in that degree of spotlight is inevitably walking a tightrope to some extent. And there is no doubt that there has been a degree of tension running through government since Simon Coveney spoke at that committee last week.
Very good, Micheál Lehane. Thank you for that. Well,